You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Football season is here. That means it's time for wings, beer, and countless TVs full of gridiron action at B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. Wrapping it up, 216-578-0850. Got time for a quick call, then we'll hand out our game balls. Frank in Lexington, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
How you doing?
You know what? I could be better, just like the rest of you are. As a disappointed fan that's been a supporter and an advocate of this franchise, you know, throughout my entire life, I got to say, I agree with your point about him, you know, when you were getting the tweets about Mike Pettine, about him trying to be natural when he's at the podium. But I do think that someone needs to tell him when he gets up there that he's got to show a little bit of frustration, whether it's natural or not, because he's going to start, the franchise is going to start losing fans as it is. I mean, Tuesday, one of the best products in the country tips off. And I think we all know who we're talking about. People are going to stop paying attention if they don't act like they care.
I hear you, and I think it's a fine line. It seems like a delicate balance. You know much more about this than I do, Matt, but we certainly appreciate the call. All right, quickly, game balls, offense, defense, special teams.
My game ball offensively is going to go to Big Play Gare. Just winning with the spotlight on him. This is a guy that is having a career year thus far through seven football games, and just like Travis Benjamin, the spotlight shining very bright on him, and he just continues to make plays.
Defensively?
Defensively, I'm going to give it to Dante Whitner for the forced fumble. Doing, you know, after a play, they catch us, you know, with that zone read action, they get behind us, and Dante Whitner not giving up, punching out the ball, we get the ball back. It's what we do with it thereafter that was the demise of us.
And special teams?
Special teams, Travis Coons, Mr. Perfect.
I'll go with Mr. Perfect, Travis Coons, TFC on the special teams front. Defensively, Randy Starks, I thought, had his best game, was disruptive. And offensively, yeah, Big Play Gare, that's got to be the guy who you keep rolling with. 100 yards in that game for Big Play.
Hopefully you don't have to interview him all week again.
We did post-game again. It was like, who else are we going to talk to? McCown was banged up. I thought McCown had a nice day.
He did.
And played tough, but certainly very, very difficult one out there for the Browns offense against that Rams defense. All right, that'll do it for today. Tomorrow we'll have the grades for you, but stay tuned for the Golden Boys here on ESPN 850 WKNR. For Dave DiNatale, we got to thank Jim Donovan, and of course, for Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.